So please take a comfortable posture. There are many Pali words for joy, different kinds of joy. And in the Brahma Viharas, we usually talk about mudita, which is usually understood as being joy in the happiness and well-being and thriving of others, other beings. And it's often translated as empathetic joy or resonant joy or sympathetic joy. And there are other kinds of joy also that we can cultivate. And in the Anapanasati Sutta, there are three different kinds of joy that are mentioned. And one is piti, which is a joy, and it's usually translated, I think, joy or sometimes rapture. And it's a joy which is a kind of bubbling up energy. It's this quality of energy kind of moving through you, joy. And it can come with, you know, as we, it's talked about arising as we move out of the meditations on the body, you know, the breath and the body, and the body calming, and I sort of the relief of, and the release in the body can kind of move into that quality of bubbling up joy, and then that moves into a quieter joy. Called sukha is the Pali word, which is translated happiness, or joy. Sukha is gentler and sweeter. It's kind of a ripening of piti and more settling down. And then in the third stanza, there's a quality of joy called, I don't remember the Pali word, but it's translated as gladness, which is a deep abiding in awareness, the joy that comes when the mind is very deeply collected and settled and still, and this kind of abiding in awareness. It's a deep peace. And joy, and so gladness, and Bhikkhu Anālayo also talks about just the subtle joy of stepping in to the present moment with mindfulness, just to be alive and aware and mindful in this moment that there's has actually. This pleasant quality. So all of these are qualities of joy which are, sort of not dependent upon sensory experiences. And then there's joy that we get from beauty, just the beauty of natural world, beauty of a young child, or life, and all of these. And Thich Nhat Hanh talks about these a lot as ways to give rise to joy. So I'd like to do a meditation on connecting with joy and allowing that joy to open up within our being and radiate through us and outward from us. And so, you know, don't worry about performance anxiety. You don't have to produce great joy. It's just connecting with joy and allowing that joy to illuminate you, to be present within you, to appreciate it. Another way to give rise to joy is gratitude. And gratitude is very close to joy, just recognizing the blessings, the good fortune that we have to have this opportunity to practice Dhamma, to be together, to enjoy the beauty and the peace of this setting, and really turn our attention inward to our inner experience, our inner landscape, tending to the heart. So let's begin, and so I invite you to breathe into the heart. And to bring to mind something that evokes joy in you. It could be the joy of mudita, which is the joy in seeing some being or some life form thriving, wishing this life form, this being well. May you have joy, may you thrive, may you continue to flourish. Could be some words that are directed to support this. It could be a joy arising from gratitude or appreciation of the goodness or the beauty of some being, perhaps some beautiful quality. It could be connecting with a joy that has arisen on a walk, or connecting with a tree or the sky. So finding a spark of joy or a light, a luminosity of joy, a feeling of joy, perhaps in the heart center. And just connecting with that quality, that energetic quality, noticing what it is. Does it feel strong? Does it feel very gentle? Just perhaps connecting with the word joy, repeating joy. Maybe feeling or visualizing it as a light in the heart. Seeing if that joy whether it's an energy or a light, whether it's a gentle light or a brilliant light. Seeing if it fills your whole being, radiating outwards to the front, to the back, to the left, to the right, above and below. If you lose connection with the joy, you might just bring to mind again the being, the image, the thought, the memory that you had that evoked joy. Let that joy radiate out beyond the edges, the perimeter of the body. Perhaps a field of joy, perhaps a kind of a soft emanation of joy from the body. Maybe it's unclear where it ends. Maybe it extends very far. Maybe it extends just outward into the room. Just extending that joy outwards, sharing that joy. If you wish, you can bring into this field of joy someone you wish to extend and share this joy with. Someone who perhaps you see as themselves radiating joy. Someone who evokes joy in you. You might, from time to time, go back and reconnect with this inspiration, whatever inspired your joy, whatever sparked your joy. Love is also very close to joy. It's the joy of loving a being. It could be something that you touch into. Radiating joy, immersing one's body, heart, mind in joy, filling one's own being with joy, nourishing joy. May each one of us be filled with joy, be nourished by joy. May we share our joy with those around us. May all beings thrive and have access to joy. And may all beings know the deepest joy of liberation.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.